This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. By late tonight, we should know Arkansas voters' preference for a U.S. Senate seat, 4 congressional seats, the governor's race, and several other constitutional offices. Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net asked Jason Tolbert from TheTolbertReport.com and Matt Campbell from BlueHog.com to take one last look at the biggest political races across the state. Here's their conversation.
Jason and Matt, let's start first with the U.S. Senate race. Republican John Bozeman has held the lead on Democrat Blanche Lincoln throughout the polls all year. Lincoln makes an interesting final pitch in her last TV ad to close the race. She says, "The experts think I can't win. Maybe you do, too." Was this an effective final pitch?
I don't think it'll be effective for her winning. She's tried to touch on some of the same tones she touched on during the primary when she had the come-from-behind win, surprised many people when she beat Halter in the runoff. She's tried to touch on that same type of sentiment, that same type of momentum is behind her, and I don't think it's going to be enough to overcome it. She was only behind by 3 or 4 points back during the runoff. This time around, she's behind by as many as 20 points. It's not going to be enough to make up the difference.
What do you think, Matt?
No, I agree with Jason. It's not going to be effective, and I think to a certain extent, it might have even backfired with some of the more liberal Democrats. I've spoken to a couple who have said they were this close to voting, you know, kind of holding their nose and voting for Blanche, even though she hasn't really reached out to the Halter supporters. And, you know, the kind of thinly veiled blaming the unions, blaming Bill Halter for why she's trailing now, turned people off. And I know, like I said, a couple who have voted for John Gray because of it.
A lot of people, speaking of John Gray, a lot of people think this race may be, the Senate race may be a 55-45 Bozeman or 60-40 Bozeman, but there are two other candidates in the race. You mentioned John Gray, the Green Party nominee, independent Trevor Drown. I would argue that they would maybe make up 6 to 8% of the final vote as alternatives. Is it possible that Bozeman, if he wins, just barely breaks 50%, or do you think he does better than that?
I think he'll do better than that. I think Trevor Drown might pull a few votes from him. I think most of that 6 to 8% is going to be disillusioned Democrats voting for John Gray over Blanche Lincoln. So to the extent that Gray is getting votes, I don't think it hurts Bozeman's total at all.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Trevor Drown really caught much traction. He was not able to raise enough money to get his message out. I don't think that many people know about his race. I don't think he'll be able to garner much over maybe 1 or 2%. I think Bozeman will finish. I think he'll finish in the mid-50s and probably finish, close to double digits ahead of where Blanche Lincoln is.
In the first district, the three of us through our Arkansas Election Line project moved our call on that race to a toss-up this week. It was Leans Crawford. Gentlemen, give me your reason for why you think this race is the flip of the coin and your prediction on who wins.
Well, I think it's tightened up in the final days. I don't think that's much of a surprise. There's been a ton of money spent in there, a lot of third-party ads run. The DCCC has invested quite a bit in this race. I think the DCCC sees this district as a must-win. For them to hold the House, they have to win all the competitive districts, and they definitely have the first congressional district as one of the ones they have to win. So they've spent a ton of money on it. They've tightened up the race. I think Crawford still has the edge. The question is, can Causey catch him by Tuesday?
I agree with what Jason said as far as why it's tightened up. I think you throw in the Bill Clinton presence stumping pretty hard for Causey all across that district. And I think to a slight extent, the whole blaming the Democrats, I'm voting Republican just because, has eased up just enough that it's let Causey gain a little bit more ground. I think, you know, we went toss up and neither outcome would surprise me, but I do think Causey is going to pull it out, but I can't see it being more than 2 points, you know, 2, maybe 3.
Yeah. And the analogy that I've used in some circles is I've compared the Crawford campaign to the Razorbacks this football season. I'm not sure if this game ends like the Georgia game where he drives the field in the last minute and wins, or if he's on the side of Alabama in this one and winds up losing at the last minute just because of some come from behind on Causey. I don't know. I'm with you, Matt, though. I see that race being a coin toss on election night. Neither result's going to surprise me.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think this is actually the race where the third party could make a difference. I think Ken Adler could pick up enough vote with people on the far left of the Democratic Party who are disillusioned with the fact that Causey has sort of veered towards the middle, has taken some stands that are considered to be relatively conservative stands. He says he's for fully extending the Bush tax cuts. I think some people are going to vote for Ken Adler, who's been unapologetically the progressive, the liberal in this campaign. The margin could be so close, he could make a difference.
There's been a lot of talk just in the last week or so of, you know, could this be kind of a Ralph Nader situation where Adler pulls just enough that it kind of submarines Causey's chances. And Jason raises a good point. As Causey's moved further and further to the right, fewer and fewer vocal Democrats have really seemed to be quite as rah-rah for him as they were before.
In the 2nd Congressional District, Tim Griffin versus Joyce Elliott. You also have two alternative candidates in Lewis Kennedy and Lance Levy. Does Griffin win big or does Elliott pull the upset, Matt?
Depending on what you define as big, if we're talking somewhere 8+, yeah, then he wins big because, you know, Elliott's strategy has changed and she's been more on the attack of late, but for one thing, it was far too late in the race that she decided to attack. And for another, Griffin has, irritatingly from my perspective, run a pretty much flawless campaign. He hasn't mentioned Joyce beyond the moments when he had to. He's stayed on message. His campaign's been almost a case study in how to win a congressional race in this state.
Yeah, Matt's exactly right. Griffin has run a great campaign. He's probably won the most well-funded, well-structured campaigns in the state, I believe. There's no doubt he's going to win. She's had a good last week. She's made a good closing argument. I think she's going to tighten it up a bit, but this one's going to be Griffin. There's no doubt in my mind.
And in the 3rd Congressional District, are we safe to say that we all agree that Republican Steve Womack is the next congressman in that region?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no doubt there. You know, Whitaker, he's been an interesting guy. He's run a very thoughtful, a very good campaign. He's presented himself as, I think, probably an up-and-coming Democrat, and I think he probably has a bright political future ahead of him, but there's no way he's going to win on Tuesday.
That's interesting because I would have said just the opposite. Maybe a bright up-and-coming Democrat in the 3rd District, but as far as a statewide Democrat, I know there have been comments that, you know, he's even to the right of somebody like Mike Ross. And, yeah, I mean, obviously you're going to have to run that way to try to win up there, but I don't know how well he could swing back to the center enough to really kind of get mass appeal on a statewide level.
Two other races that have been on all of our radar, Shane Broadway versus Mark Dar for lieutenant governor, Mark Martin versus Pat O'Brien for secretary of state. Predictions?
I think the lieutenant governor's race is going to be the closest of those two. I have no idea which one's going to win that. I think it's going to be, you know, 50 to 49. It's going to be maybe 50.1 to 49.9 on election night. The question is, how much of a factor does BB appearing in Broadway's ad help him in the closing days? I think it was a very effective ad, but I think it was a little bit too late. He didn't pull that out till basically this week. In the Secretary of State's race, I think Mark Martin wins that. I think being named after a race car driver gives you a 5-point bump, and I think because of that, I think he's going to win.
I think he's definitely going to win the Batesville vote up in Independence County. Matt, what do you think? Predictions?
In the lieutenant governor race, I've wondered why Broadway has kind of been as quiet in the last few months as he has, considering the cash advantage that he had. I do think that the BB ad was great in terms of, you know, probably the best move he's made. It did come kind of a week or two later than I would have expected, but I'm... This one, you know, like Jason said, there's really nothing to even base your guess on beyond the BB ad versus the generic Republican advantage. So I think it'll be Broadway, and I think we're talking really, really small margin, probably one of the last races to be called. Secretary of State's race, I actually think Pat O'Brien is going to win. Mark Martin has benefited to some extent because the media didn't really run with the whole reimbursement thing, the issues that Martin had. But O'Brien has kind of turned that into his message. He's, you know, run one of his two ads pretty much every single news broadcast for the last 2 weeks, I guess. And That plus name recognition in Pulaski County, I think will help enough. I don't think it's going to be he's going to win big, but I think he's going to win.
Finally, the state legislature, Republicans have been crowing that they may win 40 or more seats in the state House, 4 to 6 pickups in the state Senate. I do think that they pick up gains, but do they pick up the high end or the low end of those gains?
In the state Senate, definitely. They're going to get more than 4. They're definitely going to get 4. There's 3 they could get. I think probably if they have a chance of getting those 3, they'll probably get 2 of them. So I think 6 is realistic there, which would put their number at about 14, which would be about 40% of the Senate. On the House side, I think 40 is kind of the mark they're going for. They had a couple setbacks this week. One of the candidates actually passed away. Another one is having some legal problems, probably will not be on the ballot, or votes won't count. That makes 40 a little bit more difficult to reach, but I think it's still obtainable.
I would agree totally with the 6. I think, you know, if 40 is the target, you know, my guess would be closer to 35, 34, kind of the lower end there. I don't see any way it's less than, you know, 32 or 33, though. They're definitely going to get close to the 40.
All right. From the left, Matt Campbell with the Blue Hog Report. From the right, Jason Tolbert with the Tolbert Report. Gentlemen, thanks.
Thank you.
Been fun.
A residential undergraduate liberal arts college. Learn more at hendrix.edu/odyssey. And the Little Rock National Airport at fly-lit.com, where travelers can book air, car, and hotel reservations online, track flights, and check the weather. Mobile phone access is also available at fly-lit.com/mobile. And Bank of the Ozarks, offering the tools and services to make Arkansas businesses work. More information is available at bankozarks.com.